Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? This is how you grab a hold of life. How many of you want to perform this word here? How many of you want to walk in this word? It said, take hold of the reins of life. Take hold of the reins of life. Listen. Listen. You're not going to be able to take hold of the reins of life if you do anything outside of contrary to this. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Evil and guile. Then we did a message on guile. I think we have it on tape or CD someplace. You need to get it. Somebody say, watch your mouth. You're not going to be able to reign in this word with a mouth that's just always flapping, speaking guile, and speaking evil. Listen right here. What man is he that desireth life? Don't you desire? Do you have a desire to take hold of the reins of life so you might be able to prosper and be what God wants you to be? Do you desire that? Do you desire life and life more abundantly? Amen. Well, this is, if you desire life, then do this. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. I was up there and God said, do Psalm 34, just as clear. Do Psalm 34. Do Psalm 34. And as we're doing this, listen, it's backing up this prophecy that we got on Wednesday night. So clear, listen. Depart from evil and do good. Do what is right, and you'll walk in the light. Here's some scripture to back it up. You better build your case. Don't wait to believe this word when the season's over. After the season's over, you're finally going to believe the word. It's going to be too late. Well, you better develop your faith in this thing now and get the word of God to back it up, because some people can't believe a prophetic word, but they can believe preach word. So we're giving it to you out of the Bible. Like,